While some group home operators fear new regulations will force them out of business, Councilwoman Deb Stark says that's not the goal.
But we're trying to protect residents of neighborhoods and residents of these group homes.
Unlike assisted living and other group homes, sober living homes are not regulated by the state, and homes with five people or less are not required to register with the city. Addictions are considered disabilities, and when Phoenix faced the threat of a lawsuit over violating fair housing laws, it stopped restricting how far apart they had to be. That's when some neighborhoods started feeling overrun with some less than professional operations. Wally Graham told the council his coalition of neighborhood groups has invested nearly 3,000 hours researching the issue and advocating for change.
We're not for adding burdensome regulation. We are for registration and for health and safety regulations that provide a service for vulnerable populations in our community.
On Wednesday, the council approved changes to make sure Phoenix complies with fair housing laws while enforcing a one-quarter mile limit between homes. Next month, the consultant will start meeting with group home operators, residents, and other stakeholders to revamp the ordinance. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.